How's everybody doing?
Just great, despite the memory failure of supposedly the smartest person in the White House.
Unbelievable. Why? It's like, have you ever been caught in a lie? Have you ever lied before?
Oh, not quite like that.
Well, you know, if you're a liar, which I have been in my life, I've done some lying because, you know, I did have a first wife.
Aha!
And when you lie like this, all of your time has to go into constructing the fiction that is now your truth.
Did we live parallel lives?
But do you remember how much time? Well, you remember when, you know, back in the old days when we were bad guys and we were, you know, screwing around?
Yeah.
Just how much of your time you had to put into making the lie solid? Like, to the core, to where, like, you rationalize away the truth, and then all you have is this thing that you've invented, and that becomes your truth. You have to commit to it that deeply.
That's an alternate construct.
Which thing are you inventing, or were you lying about?
Where you were, what you were doing,
who you were with. What's that weird mark on your neck?
Oh. Yeah, those sorts of things.
Great. I am a first wife.
There you go.
Nice. I'm not feeling terribly comforted.
But, you know, I have a new wife now, and I'm starting to get a little panicky because, you know, we're not together. She's in Los Angeles, and I'm here. And my new fear, though, and since I'm sad to say that Stern's been taking off a lot of networks, so I might be a little filthy here. But I'm sad to say that I'm concerned that I'm aging, you know, and now that we're not together, I think it's important when you age, you be with the person you're with, so you do it and neither one of you notice. But now I'm here and she's there, and I'm afraid that I'm going to show up, and she's going to be like, oh, my God, when'd you turn into old guy? You know, and I'm not worried that I'm getting older, but I've had moments, Mark. Like, she's younger than me, like, by a few years. Like,
a couple of years.
About, yeah.
14?
12.
Okay.
By 12 years.
Okay.
She is 12 years old.
No, she's definitely not. And I love her, and she's beautiful. But here's what happened, Mark. Like, I was in one of the, we were having sex, okay? And it was going well. You know, I was pretty proud of myself. I thought I was in the groove. I thought I was porn guy. I thought I was really doing it, right?
You were thinking that as you were going along?
Well, yeah, because, you know, there's those moments where you get into a groove, and you're like, wow, I'm really good at this.
I know, that's a problem. You don't want guys to be thinking about that.
No, I don't always think about it, but, you know, it's sometimes it's better to think just on a, you know, a control level. Well, here's what happened. Right in the middle of me thinking I'm doing a great job, she looks up at me and goes, hey, don't kill yourself. Like, you know, when did I become that guy? Like, what was I like? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you know, what did I look like? You know, what happened to Thanks for Trying?
Maybe it was, like, the sound. Maybe it wasn't the look.
I don't know.
Maybe it was like the wheezing.
I just was like, I really felt old after that.
Oh, and baby.
I'm having a little concern about that. And aside from that, I plowed through another pint of ice cream last night, which is so sad because there was a day where I'd be, you know, doing other things other than ice cream. We'll talk about that later. But maybe we should talk about the news.
Yeah, we'll talk about the news. But we'll get back to your sex life later.